Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome once again into the I Am the Possible Universe, the place where possibilities become perspective. Yes, thank you once again for rocking with me in the place to be. So many amazing things to see. Guys, before we jump into anything today, I want to pause for the cause. You are the cause. Thank you so much for rocking with me once again, for joining me, for sharing this moment, for sharing this space and this place with me, just for giving me your love, your energy, every email, every text, every question, every comment. Thank you so, so much to all of you who have subscribed, all of you who just continue to roll with me through this journey, with all of the things that I share. And I just continue to hope and to, you know, continue to pray that I'm adding value to your life and that you are continuing to regulate and that you are continuing to elevate. I am your host, Travell C. W. Lynch, Mr. What? And that is my goal, right? My goal, my aim, my mission in life is to help you to better regulate that you might continue to better elevate in and through your life. Today, I want to talk about getting over the lie and getting on with your life. Getting over the lie and getting on with your life. Today, I was at the gym, and as I was coming off of one piece of equipment, I was heading over to the treadmills. And I don't know if you go to the gym a lot, if you're really into the gym, but you know, the treadmills, they're all lined up together, and you know, you got people on treadmills, and sometimes it's, how do you want to say, it's gym etiquette, right? To kind of allow, right, when possible, to allow one treadmill to be vacant in between every treadmill that's being utilized, right? And so as I was walking over to the treadmills, as we do, we have our favorite, right? We always got our favorite. If you go to church, you may have a favorite chair. We were just laughing about that in a meeting the other day. It's like we can look out into the congregation and kind of know where people are and have like this connection with names and faces based upon where they sit. Because each and every Sunday, we just, creatures of habit, we just sit in the same place. But the same is true when it comes to the gym, right? You go to the gym and you got your favorite. And so as I was coming down and I was heading over to the treadmills, my favorite was free, but there was a gentleman that was setting up and getting ready to start. So it was right next to my favorite one, right? So I knew by the way everything looked, he was just starting. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, maybe he's got 5 or 6 minutes left, and if I get on mine, then maybe this person will get off, you know, sometime soon. No, I knew that they were just getting started. And the story I told myself, and this is really what I wanted to kind of bring home for us today, really where I wanted to focus the awareness, right? Because it is through awareness that we are able to advance. Understanding how we work, how life works, how the mind works, how the inner man or the inner woman works. If we better understand the things that are happening on the inside, then we're able to better predict and better be able, we're made able to better navigate the things on the outside. And so, yeah, man, I knew that they were just getting set up, and which is really what I want to focus on today. I started to write myself a story. I started to write a story. Some people call them narratives, stories, talking to yourself, self-talk, intrapersonal communication, the inner dialogue, right? I started to have one of those, and I started to write the story. Man, he don't want me next to him. Now, for me, I don't love it, but I don't really super care. Like, I would prefer there be a treadmill in between us, but like, it's not crazy for me. But the story I was writing was this person. I was writing their story, as my wife always tells me not to do. I was writing their story. I was saying to myself, they don't want me next to them. I'm going to make them uncomfortable. They're not going to want to be next to me. And then if I go over there and I get on my treadmill right next to them, they're going to either feel uncomfortable or maybe they'll just get their stuff and leave. And now I'll feel bad. And all of this was going through my head, man. And it was nothing more than getting on the treadmill. Well, I tell that story and I'm going to continue to kind of break these things down. But I tell that story because maybe you can relate. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to do something and you began to tell yourself a story? You began to write a narrative. You began to get in your head, as we say. And have you ever not done the thing you wanted to do because of what that story told you? Because of what the, and I'm going to get into this in just a moment, what the lie told you. The lies limit our lives. We don't even know what that person is thinking. It's our perception. It's us looking through our lens. It's us making up a story based upon our past experiences, our hurts, our past, things that have been said to us or done to us, things that we've witnessed. We're making up for someone else, many times a total stranger or family member or member of your church or, whoever. But we're making up a story in our own minds about A, someone else, and B, how that particular thing is going to play out. And it hasn't happened, and you have no evidence that that person even thinks that way. How many times have you let that lie limit you? And the reason I call it a lie is because it can't be truth because you haven't experienced it. You've not done it. Maybe you've had something similar in the past, but you've not done that particular thing yet. Like that literal thing with that literal person at that literal time on that literal day. No, because it's future tense. It's yet to have happened. Even if it's with the same person, even if it's in the same building, even if it's, you know, at the same place, you've never had that unique moment occur because it's that unique moment. So it has to be a lie. It has to be not based on truth or evidence or anything because it has yet to happen. How do you know? How can you say to yourself with such certainty that this is how they think, this is how they feel, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to play out? It's not true. It's what you made up. It's a reality for you. And you know, sometimes we can live our own self-prophecies. True, things can go the way that we expect them to or anticipate them because our mind is so powerful that even if something didn't happen the way that we predicted it to happen, sometimes we can just be so focused on the outcome that we've already drawn up in our minds that we will look for evidence until we find it to prove ourselves right. The rabbit hole is deep. Yes. But today, my goal is just to make you aware of the fact that A, if you didn't already know, or B, you just needed to be reminded that you write stories. I write stories. Just like a book, you write the story. The book can be fiction or nonfiction. As the author, you get to choose. Is it based on truth, experience, or is it based on something that you made up? Nonfiction. These are books that's... I've experienced that. I've done that. That's real talk. Fiction, which is what we write, are fantasies. They're made up. They are products of the imagination. They're just something that we made up. And so with my story, let me continue with my story and then I'll wrap a bow on this thing. So, you know, because I've been doing a lot of inner work for the last, you know, 10, 15 years and I've become aware of I've become aware of the writing of stories and the writing of narratives. I'm not 100%. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but I am a lot better. I'm a lot better. And so I'm a lot better at recognizing what's happening in the moment and then challenging myself through three steps that I'm going to give you at the end here. Some very practical things that you can do to, you know, get over your lies and get on with your life, because these are blockers. They're blocking your happiness. They're blocking your freedom. They're blocking your ability to move and operate in life the way you want to. It's blocking you. right? Because either you're not aware or you're not consistently applying the truth of the fact that we are storytellers. We're always telling ourselves a story. And so I recognized that. And I said to myself, man, that's my treadmill. Like, that's where I'm going to do my best work. Like, it's going to be smooth. I'm not going to hear that little cranky engine sound, right? Because treadmills, over time, they get wore down and wore out. And you don't like the clunky ones. The padding on it is real smooth. And so I started, right, because I recognized what was happening. I recognized, wait a minute, I don't know that man. That man never said nothing to me. Travail, you're writing a story, a narrative. You're telling yourself a lie that you haven't lived. This isn't truth. This is your story. You're imagining this, right? That's like the inner dialogue that I'm having. So as I'm realizing this, as I'm remembering the techniques that I'm going to share with you, then I said, okay, cool. I'm about to get on this treadmill. I'm getting on this sucker. And you know what happened? I got on the treadmill. The gentleman glanced over at me. And then he continued on. He continued on, man. He ain't said nothing to me. He had his little earbuds in. He had his phone. He was watching a movie or something. I don't know what was on the screen. You know, that's his stuff. I don't look directly on people's, you know, devices because that's their privacy. So, but I knew something was playing, right? Just because he had it up, right? And he did what he did. Like, he just, he did his walking. I did my walking. I put my earbuds in. I did my thing for 15, whatever minutes it was. And I got off and like I survived. Everything was fine. Right? Right? My wife and my kid, well, my wife and my daughter, I was going to say my kids, but not all of them went. But my wife and my daughter, we just recently went to go see Bob Marley. And I love that song. Just, you know, everything is going to be all right. Don't worry. Every little thing is going to be all right. It's like, dude, just hum that to yourself sometimes. Everything is going to be all right. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. It's going to be okay. So nothing happened. He got his workout on. I got my workout on, and that was the end of it. But what would have happened? What would have happened if I would have given in to the lie? What would have happened if I would have let my story stop me? Maybe the end of the world would not have occurred in terms of this context, right? I would have maybe went to another treadmill or got on some other cardio instrument or equipment, I should say. And maybe, you know, I'd have just got my workout on in some other way. And yeah, you know, life goes on. But the bigger problem is, what would have happened within me? See, the thing that you do most often, most consistent, it's called training. Whatever you do most consistent, you're training that behavior, you're training that belief, you're training that in yourself. So whatever you do most often, you do most often. Whatever you train, you know how they say, you know, man or woman, they're going to rise to the occasion. You know, well, I've heard and I've come to be aware of a different perspective. We don't rise to the occasion. We rise to the level of our training. Yeah. What have we done the most? What's that dominant behavior? What's that dominant belief? Right? Superman, Batman, Incredible Hulk. These are all fictional characters. That's all make-believe, man. We are human flesh and blood, and we will respond in most, 99%, 99, there are those anomalies, right? There are those anomalies. There are those divine or supernatural moments when we do, quote, rise to the occasion. But I can promise you 99% of the time, which is your everyday life, you're going to rise to the level of your training. And so what if I would have given in? I would have just continued the cycle of writing a story that wasn't true, not based on facts, not based on experiences. I would have shrunk back. And what if that would have happened, you know, because I trained it in such a moment that really didn't matter, like the gym. But now what if I continue on and now I move into a moment in time where it really matters, it really counts. Maybe God's destiny is, you know, right there before me, or maybe an opportunity of a lifetime is right there before me. And because I've trained this cower out, write the story, give into the story, give into the lie, hold up my life, limit my life, behavior and belief system, because I've trained that, the opportunity of a lifetime is presented to me and I do the same thing and then I miss out. See, that's where it matters. That's why this is so serious, right? So let's do some better training, guys. Let's do some better training. So I've got a strategy here for you, okay? Let's not let the lie continue to limit our lives, okay? Number one, and I want you to put this in your own context. You name it, you frame it, you make it relevant for you. I think this is a universally applicable principle and strategy, but it will be unique to your own, you know, your own lifestyle and the things that you do within your life, okay? So step number one, I want you to decide that your freedom is more important than your fear. Your freedom is more important than your fear. See, the reason that I leveraged this moment at the gym that maybe wasn't a big deal, I made it a big deal because I know that the more I do life the way I want to do life, then the more I'm going to do life the way I want to do life. And the more I shrink back and don't do life the way that I want to do life, then the more I'm not going to do life the way that I don't want to do life. Does that make sense? It's like you're going to just do more of whatever you train. So make the little things big things. Use them as opportunities. Leverage them, right? To build new belief systems and new habits. So number one, you got to go within and you got to say, listen, dude, my freedom to move how I want to move in this world is more important than these fears, than these made up narratives and storylines. It's like it ain't even happened. Like, no, you're not going to keep blocking my freedom. I want my freedom. I want to be able to live this life the way that God's created me to live this life, to the abundant, to the full, to the free. All right. Number two, and I got three D's, right? So it's decide. The next D, number two, is do it, right? Nike, do it. That's genius. Do it anyway. Because again, just like me, I looked at the treadmill, I wrote the story, but I haven't lived it yet. Prove to yourself. Go find out. Go see what's on the other side. Go see what's on the other side of the story. Okay, you wrote that story. Acknowledge that. Be aware of that. And then do it anyway. Find out. See if what you thought was real. And 99% of the time, it's not going to be. But for that 1% that it actually aligns with what you thought, I got one for you. Here it is, number three. I want you to, maybe it's a number four. I don't know how to, anyway, number one was kind of wrapped up in this, which I didn't make the point that I wanted to make. Okay, so let me kind of rewind. Let's go back to number one. Let me just add a little more flavor to number one. When you decide that your freedom is more important than your fear, the word decide, right, from the Latin, right, or I should say when you make a decision, right, that's from the Latin incision, which means to cut off. But the word decide comes from decision, right? Okay, so basically it means that you're going to choose to do something and you're going to cut off all other options and all other possibilities, okay? And so when you make that decision, here's what you're going to do. In the process of making the decision that your freedom is more important than your fear, a part of that decision is no longer caring about the outcome. You're divorcing the outcome. Maybe that's a fourth D, divorce the outcome, right? You're going to divorce the outcome, okay? Because it doesn't matter what the outcome is. What matters is that you did. It matters that you move forward. What matters is that you are training a new behavior to live free of the bondage and the slavery that these stories can create for your life. The story creates slavery. So you are all about the breaking the bondage, getting over the bondage, getting out of the bondage. So no matter how it turns out, no matter the outcome, no matter the result, don't worry about that as much. Put more emphasis on, hey, I did that. I did that. I was afraid and I did it anyway. I didn't know what was going to happen and I did it anyway. You would be amazed at the confidence that you create when you do something anyway and the outcome doesn't matter anymore. Why? Because all the emphasis is on the doing. It's I did it. I lived it. I stepped into the unknown. I stepped into the darkness. You know, I allowed God and the Spirit of God to give me the courage and the boldness and the strength to walk by faith and not by sight, right? So, you know, I'm going to not even, listen, don't even add that one to number one. We're going to make it four, okay? We're going to make these four steps because I like that one, right? Divorce the outcome. And it's still a D, right? So that was pretty smooth, right? That's Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost, right? In the moment, you are witnessing real-time downloads from the Holy Spirit. That's pretty cool, right? So number four is going to be divorce the outcome. So let me give you my number three. So we already covered three, but they're kind of out of order. Don't really worry about the order. Number one should be the decision, because after you decide on something, then everything else flows from there. So number one is the decision, all right? Decide that your freedom is more important than your fear. Number two, you're going to divorce the outcome. Don't worry about the outcome. The emphasis is on just simply the fact that you're going to do it. Then number three, do it. Do it and see what's on the other side of your story. And then here's number four. This is how we really start to train this thing. And this is really what helped me to get past my issue this morning, right? Because again, we don't rise to the occasion. We rise to the level of our training. Remember, I told you, the last 10 or 15 years, I've been training this. So perhaps it's come up in other moments, but this morning I was inspired to share this story because it came up again and I rose to the level of my training, okay? So decide, dedicate time each day to dreaming of the dream you. Dedicate time each day to dreaming of the dream you. This is where you meditate. This is where you envision. This is where you think, you ponder, you contemplate on what we would consider the best version of ourselves. We're gonna dedicate time each day just thinking about how I would operate and move if I didn't have the fear, if I didn't have the stories, if I didn't have the negative narratives, if it was just, I'm just gonna go out in life and live it to the full, what does that look like? Envision it, get a picture, get an image. Because we envision all the negative stuff, all the bad stuff. We envision our failure. All the time. We don't know that we're doing it, but we do it all the time. So why not take that same power, that same energy, and use it for your good? And so now you're going to dream the dream you, and then you're going to dream about how you would move and feel when you are living the life that God has called you to. Get into a feeling. How does that feel that you're going to walk into a place and space, head held high? And you're going to own that moment, not manipulating other people, controlling other people. No, when you own the moment, you own your internal experience within that moment, regardless of the external experiences and the external circumstances and the external conditions. It's about you deciding on what your internal condition is going to be. So guys, these are my four steps. These are my strategies, right, that I wanted to share with you today. And I hope and pray that it is an encouragement to you, an inspiration to you, and that it will help you to better regulate, that you might better elevate in and through your life. Love you guys, praying for you guys, believing in you guys. This is Travell C.W. Lynch, Mr. What, once again, coming to you live and direct. Well, maybe not live, on the replay, on the recording, whatever, whenever, however you're watching or listening. I'm just coming at you, okay, with some good stuff, man. Guys, if you're watching this on YouTube and you've not already done so, please subscribe. Hit that button to subscribe and then hit that bell so that you can get all of the notifications each and every week when I drop new content. And if you're listening on a podcast platform, please subscribe. I don't know what that one's called. Maybe it's called subscribe or, I would think that you would subscribe to a podcast. So nevertheless, you know what to do. Wherever you are listening, wherever you are watching, stay plugged in, stay connected. As always, leave a comment. Your voice matters. Ask questions down below. Shoot me an email. I'm over at IamThePossible.com. I am the possible. Don't forget thepossible.com. I would love to connect with you. And as always, if you are a event planner, someone who has an event, someone who needs a speaker, someone who needs a coach, someone who needs a trainer, I do all of those things and so much more. So I would love to speak with you, love to connect with you and see how I might be able to serve you, your audience, and or your organization. All right. Until next time, man, be good, be blessed, and be your possible.